Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on the Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. 5 days into the Trump administration, and there can be no doubt about what to expect for the next 4 years. Any delusions we may have had that he is not delusional, any benefits of doubt we were willing to grant that he's not a thin-skinned egomaniac, any hope we had that he will not destroy what is left of our poor country, all of that was stood up against a wall and shot by Trump himself, doing what he has always done, but is doing it now as president. The most vile face of the future was shown to us all on Saturday night when an obviously rattled Trump functionary, under orders from his furious boss, summoned the White House press corps for a tongue-lashing. Looking in his ill-fitting suit like a cross between Beaker the Muppet and a KGB interrogator, Press Secretary Sean Spicer harangued the press corps for daring to spread the truth that there were fewer people at Trump's inauguration than at Obama's or at the Women's March the next day. Never mind the objective and conclusive photographic evidence, he told them. They should instead be reporting that Trump's ascension was watched, and I quote here, by the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe. Then came the truly ugly part. Remember, this is day two of a new administration. Yet there is the spokesman of the Ministry of Truth telling the nation's press that if they continue to prefer documented reality to the Donald's self-aggrandizing fantasies, they should expect to be held accountable. Held accountable. That, said an obviously shocked White House correspondent later, was a threat. If this does not make you recall every movie you've ever seen about the advent of a Reich or a Soviet or a Great Leap Forward, then you haven't been watching this movie closely enough. Let's review. On day one, in a speech to CIA personnel dragged into the office for a Saturday soiree, Trump says of the Iraq War, "We should have kept the oil. Maybe we'll get another chance." Holy crap, there's going to be a do-over? Day two, to the press, "You will be held accountable." What's all that noise in the Rose Garden? Are they building a scaffold? Well, no, not yet. Day four, the president declares the day of his ascension to have been a national holiday, proclaimed after the fact as a national day of patriotic devotion. Don't you wish we'd known that at the time, so we could have been more devoted and got the day off? By the way, sales of Orwell's 1984 are skyrocketing across the country. Do we have a Ministry of Truth yet? Day five. Almost immediately after the mayor of Chicago suggests that Trump should have more important things to do than worry about his crowd size, the Donald tweets that if Chicago doesn't get its carnage under control, maybe he should send in the feds. To conquer crime? Or to shut up the mayor? Let the word go forth from this time and place. It is no longer possible for the densest among us to overestimate the Donald's intelligence or to underestimate his self-regard. With regard to his intelligence, when he says we should have kept the oil in Iraq, he obviously has not the slightest idea what he's saying. Does he think the oil was available at taps for people to fill their tanks and sail away? Does he think someone somehow got the oil out of the ground, transported it hundreds of miles to ports and distribution points, had it all ready to go? Does he think? When he says that unless Chicago gets its murder rate down, he might send in the feds, what does he mean by feds? FBI, Homeland Security, Federalized National Guard? Answer, he doesn't know what he means. Stop thinking that he does. When he riffs out vague, easy solutions, he's not concealing the exact answer from you. He doesn't have an answer. Does he really believe the solution to violent crime is simply armed force? Of course he does. And why should anyone be surprised? He has never read a book or finished a complex thought, and he comprehends the principle of cause and effect at the level of an 8-year-old. With regard to self-regard, Donald Trump obviously believes, as his supporters do, that he has been elected king. He and he alone will declare wars and cancel treaties and direct the affairs of enormous corporations and put his enemies in jail. He and he alone will lower taxes and invest in infrastructure and reopen West Virginia coal mines and bar Muslims from the country. He seems to believe this. His supporters believe it entirely. He is, as Forrest Gump said, not a smart man. By the time he figures these things out, he will already be running out of time. By the time his supporters figure it out, he had better be in hiding. I know I will be, because by that time, the world will have had its way with us. Do you get it yet? The most powerful country on earth has been turned over to a profoundly ignorant, vengeful bully who is intent on convincing us that he and he alone can save us. And if we don't see that on our own, well, he has command of a bunch of feds now. It's going to be a rough ride, starting 5 days ago. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.